10 lines is such a hectic day. You weren't there this morning, were you?
No.
Neither was I.
Oh, you weren't either?
No.
When
you
here?
No. No, Shear. I got stuck on the way to Shear this morning on Devon.
In the snow?
Not in the snow. My car just died on Devon. So they came to bail me out, and took a while to boost until I got back. There was no Shear this morning. So don't try and make up anything. Did you already make it up?
I was learning.
Oh.
it's not a
Parsha Daf. No, it's not a Parsha Daf. No. It's the first time in 8 years. I missed almost 8 years. 7 years and 11 months. And I missed completely when I was in town. All right. I think once, actually, when my wife gave birth. I also gave one. Missed. That's the other time. All right. We are on the Daf on base. So I couldn't miss the Yerushalmi tonight. Besides, the world probably the Yerushalmi there. Rabbi Bar Bar Memel. Now, truth is, it really should start from the bottom of Aleph Amid Aleph. Let's start from the bottom of Aleph Amid Aleph. The last few lines. Last line. Let's say you planted the trees for the purpose of wood. So Maushi Uchavim B'Meiser. Right, so you plant it for the purpose of wood. Is the fruit which grows on the trees chayv and meiser nonetheless? The fruit of the Rabbi Bar Bar Memel for the Rabbi Hila. So that's the machlokas Rabbi Bar Bar Memel and Rabbi Hila. The spark and the end of machlokas. I'm a shamer perois of leitim. You're growing fruit itself for the purpose of wood. Now I'm not sure exactly what fruit it is. I mentioned this yesterday already. Not sure what fruit it is which you go for the purpose of wood, but. You know, I guess pine cones, something like that. You're going to use it for fuel. The fruit itself, you're going to use for fuel. So Rabbi Bar Bar Memel says, nonetheless, if you happen to eat the fruit is chayv and meiser. Rabbi Hila b'shem Rabbi Yossi says, potter, if you eat the fruit is exempt from meiser. Rabbi Bar Bar Memel says,
you said meiser, you mean orla?
No, I mean meiser. We're going to extrapolate from there to orla, but this is meiser. Rabbi Bar Memel said, chayv meiser from this pasuk. It says, levi came lochelik v'nachlo yimah. Says the levi should come and get meiser. Rishon, because he has no portion and inheritance with you, for that which you have a portion in and he does not have a portion in, you have to give to him. Yotza hefker, that excludes hefker, where shiur chaviyot are showing, but both you and him have equivalent portion. And who leket, who shichol, peo, he hefker. Leket, shichol, and peo are the same thing as hefker, as if in all those cases and all those types, you're exempt from meisers. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Riosi is Amar Patur. Rabbi Yehuda, the same name, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're potter min adah. You're exempt because of the following. Now, this again, still talking about meiser, right? So, you know, let me go back and explain Rabbi Hila a little bit. Rabbi Bar Memo, just to drop more. Rabbi Bar Memo holds that even if you grew the fruit l'shem peros, l'shem eitzim, still the bottom line is you own it, the Levi doesn't own it. So anything you own and the Levi has no inherent rights to, so that's something which you're chayav to give meiser to a Levi. Regardless of the purpose for which you grew it, doesn't make any difference. You're still chayav to give to the Levi. Now, that's very Bar Bar Memel. Rabbi Hila b'shem Rabbi Yosi Amar Potter. He holds that if you grew the fruit for the purpose of using it as wood, as fuel, so you're exempt. Min hador, why you potter meiser? Because for the following logic, the following case, which we understand to be kuspar shezara lezera, you plant coriander for the purpose of the seed. Afyarka potter, so the vegetable, the coriander vegetable, is still exempt from meisers. Why is that? Because it's not meant to be used for the vegetable. It's not meant to be used for the purpose of eating. So therefore, if you happen to eat it, it's exempt from meiser. So the same thing should be true. Anytime you plant a plant for the purpose of its wood or of its fuel and not for the purpose of eating, it should be exempt from meiser.
It's like an ikur and a tafel.
What?
It's like an ikur and a tafel. To a certain extent.
Like Iker and Tafel, one could learn that way, but look, it's a good way of learning it, because in fact, the next one makes it even more clear that you're probably right. It says, no, Shani kuzbar shesh l'gor necheres. Maybe kuzbar is different because kuzbar you're growing for the purpose of the seeds. So the seeds eventually are going to have miser taken off from them, right? So maybe that's where you exempt on the vegetable, because it's true you're not growing the vegetable for edibility, but like you say, it's a tofel in this case. The ikar is chayef. Maybe in the case where you grow the vegetable for the purpose of its wood, or the fruit for the purpose of being wood, so there is no ikar which is chayef and meiser. So therefore, perhaps the chayef meiser reverts to the fruit, despite the fact that it's being grown for the purpose of the wood. Where there are two parts, one of which is being grown insignificantly, and the one which is being grown significantly, so I say the chayef meiser attached to the significant component, which is the coriander seed, and is not attached to the coriander vegetable. But where there is no significant component, because the entire thing is being grown for the purpose of wood, so perhaps it attaches to the fruit, which is really what you're saying. So it says, okay, if that's the case, vehei da, hey means which, da, one, Amar da tells us this, which literally, I guess you should translate, which this tells us this, meaning where Taka does Rabbi Hila learn his halacha then? Rabbi Hila, yeah, from this. Hamakai Malaya Shel Kruv Lazera. If you have an entire patch of cabbage, which you decided to keep not in order to have cabbage, but in order to get seeds. Now, the seeds of cabbage seeds are not edible. They're not a spice, they're not an herb, they're not anything. You just replant them. So let's say you have this nut case. He's insane. He's keeping all of his cabbage patch just for the purpose of seeds. So therefore, butla daito. His is batel, and it's all chayv and meiser. However, klachin yechidim, he's growing specific stalks for the purpose of cultivating seeds, lo batla daito. In that case, I say, you know what? It's taka chayv and meiser. Why? I'm sorry, it's taka exempt from meiser. Because he'll plant the whole patch of cabbage for the purpose of seeds, it's insane. Can't take that into account. But to plant individual seeds for the purpose of meiser, that's a type plant individual stalks for the purpose of seeds, that taka is likely. And therefore, he's exempt on those from meiser. Oh, that's like our case, in fact. Because in our case, the guy is planting the fruit for the purpose of fuel. That's like planting the cabbage, the individual cabbages, for the purpose of seed. It's just like the individual cabbages for the purpose of seed are exempt from meiser. So to in our case, the individual trees, I assume they're individual trees, which are planted for the purpose of fuel, even that the fruit should be used as fuel, they're exempt from meiser. That's Rabbi Yilo Sfarah. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, "Vushalikei yerek." You should know that in the ratio of this price, so you know the guy was butla daito, the guy we said was insane. So when do I say he's insane? When he collected while the cabbage was still green. But what if he followed through on his insanity? The man is a raving lunatic. Avli lolikei yerek. If he didn't collect it when it was still green, but he waited till the fact it was completely brown, and then collected it. So, Kachanu Emrim, this word should say, Eitzim Chayovim B'Maisrus. You want to say the wood is Chayv and Meiser? The only time we say, Butlo Daito, and I don't say it's exempt from Meiser, is if he collects the cabbage when it's still green. So then, even though he claims it's for the seed, we say, Anechta Gatog. We say, Baloney. We say, so you're collecting it for the purpose of the cabbage as well. If you're not, then you're an idiot. You're a fool. We don't take you into account. But where Taka waited completely until it turned brown and hard, so then what are we going to make it take meiser off of? It's an empty gesture. Okay? This fruit which is growing for the purpose of fuel, is it also to steal? Is it also to steal the fruit? So it says, is it obvious? Of course it's also shum gezel. It's wood. It's fuel. Fuel is also to steal. Right? Matzvichalei. What did you mean to ask? Or what did he mean to ask? You meant to ask the following. Kugon ilan tutaya. Berry trees. Lo ispo mamish. The berries don't have any, literally means they have nothing to them, but it means they can't be used as fuel. So in that case, are the berries also mishum gezel or not? You're growing berry trees for the purpose of using for fuel. Are the berries also to steal because they're part and parcel of the tree, or are they not also to steal because you're growing the tree for the purpose of fuel and berries are not valid forms of fuel?
Are they edible?
Yeah, they're edible, but you're growing for the purpose of fuel. That's what we said. We're talking about this guy is growing his tree for the purpose of fuel. So therefore, the berries being edible still makes them insignificant, and there wouldn't be makbid on them. Okay? Says the Gemara, this should be Riemann. Riemann should not the Lashem Riemann. This is not pomegranate. That's what I'm talking about, these inferior fruits. Now, you planted it. You, however, planted it for the purpose of the inferior fruits. Normally, people only plant Riemann trees, or most of the time, people will plant Riemann trees for the purpose of the wood. But you planted it for the purpose of the fruit. Similarly, it should be hadas. Shenotan l'shem b'nos hadas. You planted the myrtle. Normally you plant myrtles for hadasim. What else would you plant the myrtle bush for, right? But you planted the myrtle for the hadas fruit. Okay, most people don't eat the myrtle fruit. But you planted it for that purpose. What's the status of that vis-a-vis miser? East tani tani, there's some tanoim who learned chayiv, that it's chayiv in meiser. East tani tani, there's some tanoim who learned potter, it's exempt from meiser. Am Rav Chista, so Rav Chista said, ma damar chayiv, who said it's chayiv in meiser, mokum shechom mishamim. Because there are most people watch those plants for the purpose of eating the fruit. Ma damar potter, he says, ye potter mokum she'enarov mishamim, where most people do not watch it for the purpose of eating the fruit. Rabbi Yossi boy, Rabbi Yossi said, he asked the question.
So
it's just right. Rabbi Yossi is going to ask you a question. No, I'm not going to let you ask it. Rabbi Yossi is going to ask a question. Rabbi Yossi boy, Rabbi Yossi asked tauntingly. He asked, Imamokum Sharom Mishamrin. It's the place where most people watch the fruit. Lamali Chishev. Why need any designation whatsoever? If you lo Chishev, even if it didn't designate it. Right? Isn't that your question?
I didn't even understand the machlokas. According to Rav Chista, it's not even machlokas.
Right. It should be just universal, right? It always has to do with contingent. Yeah, right? You're right. And it says, Kachonu Omrim. Do you want to say like this? Zayis v'teinat shechi yachshav alein. What? But an olive and fig tree also need machshava. It's a place where people eat them. They eat them. What is machshava necessary for? Ella. He says, this is the machlokas. We're talking about a case where half of the people watch and half of the people don't watch it. So the shaila is, in that case, what's the halacha? So in that case, we say that it can go either way, right? So then, one is one old chayv, so it says, goes by its machshava, right? The one that says, Potter says, it doesn't help his machshava. It's a place where only half the people watch it, so it's not their darko, and you to do it would be Babla Dait Chaitzo Kol Adam. So that's how we set up. A case where 50-50, whether your machshava can have an impact or not, is the thing. Now, you might ask, your machshava will make it 51-49, right? Or 51-50, right? It should make it a rove. Right, Lechori could make it a rove at that point. So obviously, those are not exact. The numbers are not precise. Okay?
Maybe depending on the different communities, some communities would have a custom of doing it one way and another communities the other way. Or it was left up to the individual.
It was left up to the communities.
Up to the communities.
Communities, right.
So some would grow it just for the sake of it.
Some grow it for wood and some right. And I guess it would depend on where you live. Yeah. You know, some people use like standard fruit. Okay, Ramasya said, mean the bas rosa. Ramasya, whatever place this was. Mokum she'ain rov mishamrin. In a place where most people do not preserve it, meaning for fruit. Even if you didn't designate it for wood, it's still poser. Right? This is really obvious, but it's mad. It seems to obfuscate it more than necessary. In a case where most people don't keep it for fruit, say 50-50, right? So even if you didn't designate it for wood, by definition, by default, it's called wood. And therefore, it's exempt from miser, according to the opinion, which exempts this woody fruit from miser. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem, Rabbi Shimon, okay, that's all with miser, period. New sugya. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem, Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzchak said, Gavin sha'olas b'malkam b'chorshin, a grapevine which rose, which came up in a place of forest, b'tormin orla. It's exempt from orla. Why is that? Because it's not going to be cultivated. It's a wild grapevine of that sort. Nobody's going to cultivate it, so therefore it's not designated for the purpose of food. Not designated for the purpose of food, it's exempt from orla.
Is a place that's not plowed?
Yeah. Chorshin are, I don't know what the etymology is, I understand.
Chorshin is plowed.
Yeah, but churcha, even in modern Hebrew, means forest.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
maybe it's because the antithesis. No, yeah, but the yar is also used, but churcha means like a grove, I guess, would be the more proper terminology.
This is, it's hefter, isn't it? This is
yeah, but that's not germane. What's germane is that this is not a place. You're right, it is hefker, but so I think what's germane is you're not going to be cultivating.
Anyone then
would be giving. No, but Arlo has nothing to do with ownership. We're not talking about Meisir, it's about Arlo. Arlo is even on non, even on hefker. Any fruit tree which grows, okay. But here, because of its location, so no, it's not cultivatable. So therefore, it's not. Well, I shouldn't say it's not cultivatable. It's not darko to cultivate. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, you know what? Afilu nata. Even if you planted it yourself, you intentionally planted it, it's still exempt from orla, because there's not nobody plants a tree designated for cultivating as a fruit tree in the middle of a forest. Says the Gemara, Vatina, wait a minute. Didn't we learn? Even if you plant, even if something comes up on its own, as I just told you, it's Chayav and Orla, right? So says the Gemara, it's a difference. Tamon there, Kshenota, when you planted or Ruatzon, Bemokam Yishuv. In a settled place, in a place where things or trees are cultivated. But here, Shenot the Makom Chorshin, it was planted, even planted by a dime, but planted in a forest where people are not going to cultivate it. Now, this leads to a logical distinction. Am Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer said, Ha, the Tamar, this you would say, Ksheino Isekate Felosa, when it doesn't make enough to make it worthwhile to deal with it. Tipul. Felosa is Tipul. It produced enough to make it worthwhile to deal with it, then chayev is, and it's chayev in orla. Okay? Even in the middle of the forest. Logical, right? Because then it's significant, right? Rav Chuna Shah. Rav Chuna said, this is a great Gemara. Rav Chuna Shah. Esrog shenotel mitzvah. An esrog you plant the l'shem mitzvah. You plant the esrog tree not to eat the esrogim, not to make esrog jelly with. To meditate to the mitzvah. As most esrog trees are planted nowadays, right? No. Esrog is not a marketable fruit.
But it's for profit.
Yeah, that's the same thing. It's a profit. Mashiachai v'orla. Chaza ravuna v'amar esrog shenotel mitzvaso chai v'orla. It's chai v'orla. Ask more why. V'loka and Tanina, didn't we learn by esrog, v'lokachtem lochem, you gotta take for you, Velomina mitzvah, which means you're not allowed to take from something which is for you, which could be yours, and not from that which is designated for the purpose of mitzvah, which means for Meiser Sheni. Now, that question of itself is unintelligible. But the Mefarshim explain what it means here. The question we mean to ask is that it says by Orla, Arelim Shaloshanim Arelim Yulachem Lo Yechel. Or Shloshnim Yelochem Arelim, whatever the pasuk is, but it says Lochem in the pasuk of Arlo. So what the Gemara means to ask is just like Lochem by Esrog precludes a tree, precludes that which is designated for the mitzvah for Meiser Sheni. So to Lochem by Arlo should preclude a tree which is designated for a mitzvah for the purpose of Esrog. You see that comparison? Lochem should always preclude designation for a mitzvah. So just like Lochem precludes by Esrog taking anything which was already designated previously for a mitzvah, so to Lochem, which is stated by Orla, should preclude anything designated for a mitzvah. So says the Gemara, no, V'taman l'kachten l'chem, misinterpreting that. Tamal kachtem lochem bedomim. There, what we really mean to preclude when it says lochem lochem means you gotta pay for it out of your own money, right? And velomin a mitzvah, not pay from it, so to speak, from a mitzvah which you're doing. Meaning you should take it from your own checking account, not for your foundation's account. So Meiser Sheni is like your foundation account. You can't buy your mitzvah from there, right? Biram, however, Hacha by Orla, just like you say by Shofar, Yom Toraya Lachem, it says Yom Toraya should be to you, Mikom Makom, no matter who owns the shofar, you don't have to own a shofar, I'll be Yotzi the Mitzvah. So here, because shaloshim yulachem arilim lo yachel mikomakom lachem means no matter who owns it, it's arla. So we reject the comparison by lula by esrog, where we preclude an esrog of ma'aser sheni, because we need you to buy it, and ma'aser sheni is not considered to be you buying it, right? Because it already is considered to be the mitzvahs, but all mitzvahs ownership, not your ownership. However, in the case of Orla, it's similar to the halacha of shofar. There is no essential owner, no essential din of ownership. It doesn't say lukachtem, right? Lukachtem lachem means take for your own funds. But here it just says yulachem, just like yom teruah yelachem. So not with that, not in the context, not in conjunction to ulukachtem. So there, doesn't have that same halachic meaning. It means no matter who owns it, it's the same thing. Again, I want to stress that. By esrog, it's the juxtaposition of ulakachtem lachem. Ulakachtem, acquire lachem for yourselves. Which gives us the halacha that it has to be specifically acquired with your own money as opposed to ma'aser sheni money. Here, lachem just stands on its own. It's not attached to any act of acquisition. So therefore, it's not comparable. And therefore, here, orla applies no matter who owns it, just as shofar, your yotze, no matter who owns the shofar. Okay? Says the Gemara, Ma beino l'mishame peiros of leitzim. What's the difference between this case and a person who's mishamer's peiros leitzim? I don't understand. Just like by a person who's watching his food for the purpose of wood, so then it's not, there's no orla. So to here, you're watching your fruit, your trees for the purpose of growing as rogan, right? For the mitzvah. So says the Gemara, now here's a typo. You have to take out the next five words, so and add in one word, which is Tamon who wrote Sabeito. Okay, there, by the case of somebody who's growing the fruit for the wood for the tree for the wood, so then he wants the wood. He doesn't want the fruit. Baram Hacha wrote to Beperio. But here, by Esrog, it's true he wants the fruit for the purpose of the mitzvah, but he wants the fruit. It's not for the wood. He wants it for the fruit. Veina rotza beitzo. As a matter of fact, he doesn't want the wood at all. He wants the fruit. That's the product which he's desirous of. Vote, furthermore, this is so beautiful. Min hada. I'll tell you, you know why Esrog's chayv in Orla? It's got to be. Because Rabbi China said, Pri! Shteitach in tere, Pri eitz hadar. Says, what do you got to take as an esrog? A fruit. If you're going to say it's part, why would you say it's part of min arla? Because you're not using it as a fruit, you're using it only for the mitzvah, so then you're not here to the mitzvah with it. Because the mitzvah is to take dafka, something which is a pre. You see the chaf the Gemara has?
Designated as a pre?
It has to be designated as a pre, that's right. It has to be something which is a fruit, which then you take for the mitzvah. So therefore, it must be chayv and orla. If it wouldn't be chayv and orla, it wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah. Because it's got to be something which is a pre in order to be yotze the mitzvah. And you wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah without it being a pre. It's a beautiful drasha.
Before we were making a distinction between using that pre to eat and using that pre for a mitzvah. And now
but he's saying you can't make that distinction. That's exactly his point.
Now we're saying a different supposition.
Right.
We're saying
that
if your intent is for AIDS, that it's not even a pre.
Right. That's exactly what we're saying.
Which is weird.
Yeah. Well, that's beautiful. Oh, come on. That's fantastic. Here, Gemara says explicitly, if you say it's a wood,
so
happens.
The only way of having the mitzvah is with a pre, and that
I can't believe you guys don't like that. Come on, you guys are so square. Okay, Ma Damila, what is this? What's comparable to that? Now, here's a funny comparison. The word itself will shoot it down. What's comparable to this? Zay shenoto la'likbo b'chanukah. If you plant an olive tree in order to light Hanukkah candles in it, you're not yotze. Right? Because it has to be shemen zayis. And zayis means it's a pre. Not that it's planted for the purpose of the oil. So it's more boo, boo, boo. I'm Rabbi Yossi Barbun. Zed var Torah v'zed Ivrayim. How can you compare the two? Esrog's d'oraisa. And it says in the Torah pri eitz hadar. This is the Rabbanon. It doesn't say anywhere in the Rabbanon it's got to be shemen from a pre zayis. Latamarachena, and you're making a comparison, so forget it. Madamila.
Okay, what about the olive oil that they use? Madamila.
See, again, you're copying the Gemara. Madamila. What's comparable? What should you compare it to? Zai shenato lahadlik bo esamen doiro. Right, so shemen zai is zoch. So shemen zai is zoch. That's gotta be taken from a zayis, because that's then that's a deraisa, and then it's a good comparison because zedvar teira of a zedvar teira. Rabbi Shimon Yochin ba kumi Rabbi Yochanan.
So wait a minute. So the zayis the would not be chayav in oil if you use if you.
No, it is chayav in oil again because it must be chayav in oil in order to be shemen zayis, because otherwise it'd be shemen eitz.
Same
idea, right? That's the comparison we're making. Okay, now new topic. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yossi said, you can even divide the same tree in half. Half it will be for the purpose of eating it, and half it will be for the purpose of siog, for the purpose of fence, and half it will be chayv and orla, half it will be potter and orla. Rashim Yochim boy kumi Rabbi Yochan. Rashim Yochim asked for Rabbi Yochan, according to Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, not to tzara tachton siog. You divided the tree not vertically, but horizontally. The bottom half of the tree you meant to serve as a fence. Value on the top half of the tree you meant to serve as lamachol, to serve as food. Or vice versa. Tzara tachton, you meant the bottom half to serve as the food. Value on the siog and the top part to serve as the fence. What's the halach in these cases? Amarlei, so he said, hi adah, hi adah. It's the same thing. This is that, that's that, this is that as well. It's comparable whether you say the lower part is for the fence and the upper part is for the food, or the upper part is for the food, the fence, but the lower part is for the food. How do you know which part is the food part and which part is the fence part? Said you're asking a good kasha. Maybe you bring a branch, you must sign when you make a mark. Ad kan l'siok, up till here is a fence. From here on in, l'mach holds for the purpose of eating. Rabbi Zera asks a very good question. Nicha tzara tachton siok, I understand when the bottom half of the tree is meant to be a fence. Veli l'mach on top half of the tree is meant to be food. It's good. However, tzara tachton l'mach, where the bottom half of the tree is meant to be the food. Veli l'mach on siok, and the other upper part of the tree is meant to be the fence. What's going on here? How can this be? The heter, the part which for the fence, is growing out of the yisr, the part which is designated for food. It's growing out of it, right? The foliage on top is growing out of the foliage on the bottom. So how can we matir the top half of the tree? It's a product of the bottom half of the tree, and the bottom half of the tree is what you planted for the purpose of food and is also. So the top part of the tree should be also regardless. That's his question. Okay, it's a very good question.
So what is it like when you split the tree in half?
Yeah, but I understand we...
But the roots, the commonality of the roots are the same.
Tomorrow we'll get that later on. But right now, the more I understand, I can split it vertically because it's two separate halves. But this way, one is growing out of the other. Okay? So Rabbi Zira Kedaita. Rabbi Zira Tak is asking his question according to his line of reasoning elsewhere in Kilayim. Dharma Rabbi Zira B'shem Rabbi Yenison, Rabbi Zira's name Rabbi Yenison, Batzel Shekili Akerim, if you have an onion of Kilayim, of Kilayim in grapes, She'okro, which you uprooted, V'shoslo, and you replant it, Afilo Mosif Kami, even if it adds a lot. Also, it's forbidden. What grows out of the Isser doesn't overcome the Isser from which it grows. So therefore, the same thing should be true as well. And the Gemara does not answer the question. It's a good question. The Gemara doesn't answer. Not to the siog. You plan it for the purpose of offense. Then you change your mind. You decide you want to make it for food. It comes into that thought, meaning that taka changes its status. Now it's considered to be not fence, but food. What about the opposite way? L'macho originally intended to be food, v'chishiv lo v'siog, and now you're trying to make it a fence, that's it, oil already kicked in, it's too late. Lo kol amen, you don't have the right to change it over. Not to shon rishon l'siog, the first year planted for the purpose of siog of a fence, mikam v'ech, from here on in, for the next 2 years, you decide chishiv lo v'macho, So I had to make it food. Became a shechir chayav alav, machshev eschi uviyeh chayav. Once you decided to make it chayav, it should be chayav.
When does the clock start ticking? After the first year, when he becomes, his machshev becomes?
Yeah, I assume so. From then on in, it starts ticking.
Not from
yeah.
the first
no,
year.
I don't think so. What, although I don't know for sure, but that would be my hunch. Vatina, didn't we learn? Rabbi Yossi, Rafila, Pnimi, Lamacho. That's the Gemara, I don't stand. Then we learn Rabbi Yossi says, Rafila, Pnimi, Lamacho. And we said, the inner side should be food, Vachitzos, Yogi, and the outside should be fans. Hapnimi, Chayav, the inner side is Chayav. Vachitza, Pata, the outer side is Potor. So why not here as well? Say that, say here that the thought which he had I'm not sure I understand if we call the question properly. Just give me a second. Yeah, I didn't understand the question properly. Taka didn't give enough thought. He explains it. Levi Yerushalayim explains. He says based on the Chazanish, he says the question is like this: that let's go back a couple lines. Not to shana rishon l'siyag. You plant the first year for the purpose of a fence. We come back for the next 2 years. Chishuv l'macho. Dr. Zell, you were right and I was wrong. That's clear here. That's what the Chazanish says. He says, and explain the question, just wasn't thinking it through. Chazanish says that the first year is chayv an orla retroactively. The first year becomes an orla year, even though he didn't think of it, didn't make it a macho until the second year. So he says, so that's Gemara's question. Here we see retroactively becomes chayv an orla once he designated for macho. So the Gemara asks, I understand, what's the any difference in Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says you can divide in half space-wise, right? The two halves of the tree. Why can divide in half also time-wise? Then the first year should be bought, then only subsequently be chayev, right? Maybe it's chayev subsequently for 2 years or maybe for 3 years, but let the first year be chayev, but be bought, right? So it says more again, Vatini Rabbi Yossi Marfilo Pnimi Lamacho Chitzim Lusyog, top of base on a base, Hapnimi Chayav Chitzim Potter. Says more, no, there it's different. Time on there, you set the tone forever. Lamacho, that which is set for food, is Lamacho almost for food forever. Lusyog, that which is set for fence, is Lusyog almost for fence forever. But here, became a Chiribo Machshev, is Chiyuv, once you mix in a Machshava to make it Chayav, Yay Chayev, and makes the entire thing Chayev. In other words, here the division was eternal. Here the division is not eternal. Therefore, it has a retroactive impact. Okay. That's so. Therefore, retroactively, the first year is Chayev and Arla as well. Now, the next line is not supposed to be here. It's supposed to be later on. Until you see where it says V'hosif Tavaso a line later. That's where it picks up again. But we'll pick up again after Marv, because I want to go over and daven now. We'll pick up here. Finish up quickly. We are now on Beis Amud Beis, towards the top. Vosif Tavaso. You see that? Hosif Tavosif Tavaso? Tosofto, excuse me. Okay, so really it should be, it's a new sugya. Hosif, if it added on, Tosafto Mau, it should read. Now, this is talking about it grew a third, the tree grew a third for the purpose of a fence, and then he decided to make it suitable to eat. Now, this is very similar to what we have in Trumas and Mises. The Gemara is going to make that connection. Rabbi Yirmi Amar Tosefes Potter. Rabbi Yirmi says, even the Tosefes is exempt from Orla. Rabbi Bo Amar Tosefes Chayiv, the additional amount is Chayiv. Rabbi Yossi said, Hodad Rabbi Yirmi, that which Rabbi Yirmi said, that the rest is Potter, Mischamya, it looks, Chami is in Aramaic as to see, Mischamya Kashi, it looks difficult. Lacy, it's not difficult. Elanicha, it's good. Kador, why does it look difficult? Because of the following. The Tani, we learned, saw the Shevi or Shlish Lifnei Goy, a field, this is of course, we saw this by Mises many times, a field which was, grew a third in front of a Goy. The Lachaisan, then a Jew took it after grew a third. Rabbi Akiva Omer, the seventh part, the granted Rabbi Akiva says the additional amount is part, but Chachom and Ramim, the seventh Chayev. But Chachom said the additional amount is Chayev, so here too, let's say it's Chayev, just like over there, according to Rabbanan at least. So it says Gemara, Vahacha, now here it's a tricky line. Here it says more, Vahacha, Ikar potter v'tosaf to chayev. Here it's different. Here you want the ikar to be potter and the tosefes to be chayev. By orla, you can't say the same thing. So the way the Levi Yerushalayim explains the name, the right read Baz here. Orla takes the fact at the time it's planted. At the time it's planted, the question is what it is. And here, orla, the moment you plant, since you planted peptur, even if it grows later on, b'chiv, the same tree, b'shas netia, it never took effect. When's it going to take effect later on? So this is a very interesting thing which he says. He says, Rabbi Yirmiyah holds, going back to our case from before, he really argues the previous Gemara. If you plant it for siog, it can never again, and it grew a third as siog, that could determine its status. So if it grew for at least 1 year as siog, but the truth is even much less than a year, because it grows to a third of its growth within the first year sometime. So the first, once it grew to a third of its growth, peptur, that's it, it's potter for all time. Because now, the shame natia, which it got, is a shame natia peptur. By grain, it's nothing to do with the shame natia, how it was planted. There, it's at least according to Rabbanan, has to do with the ongoing growth, right? There's no din natia. Right, so since there's no dinatia, it's not comparable to the case we're discussing over here. Okay, that's what Baz says. The distinction is somewhat fuzzy because I don't know any pasuk really by grain which will give me a sharp focus on the difference between grain and trees. But that's what he says. Trees are natia, grain is not natia, and therefore by trees, even once it was planted and it grew a third potter, it remains potter. Whereas by grain, we don't say that. Yes?
I was going to say a more comparable case would be if the tree was planted by a goy and it grew for a year.
Uh-huh.
And it was taken over by a Jew.
That would make a difference because Arla applies to a non-Jewish tree as well. That's something we're going to learn. See, you're thinking about the rest of us, right? That's okay. That's legitimate. But oil is going to apply to glacier planted trees as well. It's unique, perhaps, because, again, I think it's not unique.
Yeah, but if it was hefker, it's chayv and
oil. Right. Because oil is a restriction. Everything else is a matana you give. This is a restriction. So restrictions are words like, don't you not say in a lot? An assay might pertain only to Jewish stuff. A lot pertains even to non-Jewish stuff. That's sort of tantamount. Okay. So now we're going to put in what we said before, what we took out before, going back to where we just before we started over here. Natal shalosh shanim, you planted it for 3 years the siog, first 3 years in their entirety for fencing. Mikan ve'lachishu lo lamachol, later you decided to eat it after the 3 years are over. So it's clear it doesn't have orla. That's no shaila. Question is, what about neta revai? The fourth year of Revai. Does it have the fourth year of Revai, right? Revai is like Maaseh Sheni. The fourth year, everything goes to Yerushalayim, or is redeemed, and the money brought to Yerushalayim. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, now going to where we are now. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel said, Kol she'ein lo orla, ein lo Revai. Anytime there's no orla, there's no Revai. Rabbi Yochanan boy, Rabbi Yochanan requires, Ad she'ein lo sholosh shanim orla. That you need 3 years orla before you have Revai. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, so here's a little bit of a machlokas where Rabbi Yochanan requires. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ikar Orla Tzricholei, the primary component of Orla he requires. And in Ikar Orla, Pachas Mishol Shoyim, there's no Ikar of Orla, there's no Orla in less than three years. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Ikar Revai Tzricholei. It's not that he requires Orla, he requires the Revai. Kol Shein Lo Orla, Ein Lo Revai. Anytime there is no Orla, there's no Revai. You know, I didn't think it through before, but I guess there is a nafkamina between Rabbi Yoin and Rabbi Yossi. The nafkamina is, let's say, the Gemara we said before, where you thought of midstream in the 3 years to change it from Siog to Michael, right? So the nafkamina would be if we didn't say it works retroactively. And Rabbi Yirmi, of course, says it doesn't work retroactively. Oh, he holds its parts are all together. But let's say we can come up hypothetically, construct a case, where it would be partially exempt from Orla and partially chayv in Orla. So this would be the machlokas. If you hold it, Revai requires, like Rabbi Yoina says, 3 years of Orla. So here there aren't 3 years of Orla, right? You only have, whatever, 2 years, a partial Orla. If you hold, however, that Revai just has to come after Orla, like Rabbi Yossi says, so regardless of how long the Orla is, as long as the Revai follows it, that's enough to be mechayv you. Okay? In other words, even a shorter orla, as long as then the fourth year comes subsequent to some orla, that's already enough to be mechayiv and ravai. And we don't know. Of course, the Gemara doesn't resolve that question. Tani, we learned. Ilan nusuya. Ilan shemiktsasa. I wonder if he says here. He doesn't say the low reef shittah. The Gemara doesn't resolve the question.
No one would feel that like a knas to prevent people from a alleged subterfuge.
Yeah.
That they're growing a fasiyog, then suddenly they decided to three.
That would be a good valid point, but the Gemara, you're right. The Gemara doesn't bring it up. Maybe later in the Masechta, but it seems not. That's a good question. It says Martani. Ilan shemiktsasa natu baretz. The tree which is partially planted in Eretz Yisrael miktsasa chutz laretz. And part of chutzlarts. Now, first, let's talk about bizvi meiser. Mikavim shemiktsas on the two baretz, since part of his Eretz Yisrael, kilu kula baretz, as if the entire thing is in Eretz Yisrael, divi rebbe. Rishikon liomer, no, sign on the two baretz, part which is planned in Eretz Yisrael, chai, sign on the two chutzlarts, part which is planned in chutzlarts, apart from meiser. Vavishim Rabbi Yogan said, nasak tevel mukamai kamusa murabin zebezeh. Well, that means that the entire tree is part tevel, part meiser, because everything gets mixed up. All the moisture gets mixed up in the tree. But it's part chayev, part potter. So what it means is you can't meiser from any other tree on this tree. Right? Because each fruit here is partially chayev, partially potter. So you have to meiser from this fruit in and of itself. Yeah, it's like chatziyev, chatziyev, chorin. That's right. The same idea. Rabbi Zira, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, now it's split switch to Orla. Rabbi Zira b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Shoresh Potur Poter. It's an interesting svara. New thing by Orla. If you have one root, he says we're going to have a Mishnah later. Levi Shlom brings down a Mishnah we're going to have later on, not much later on. The Mishnah is going to say that if you have a tree which is completely uprooted except for one root, right, let's say you had a big storm, and the tree was completely uprooted except for one root, that root still exempts, it still retains its old character as being a tree which is exempt from Orla. Right, an old tree, which is almost completely uprooted. What?
I understand. Ramziris looks like he's intruding on the Machlokas Tanoim here.
But he's not. It's a switch. Ramziris is a new issue. Ramziris is switching to Orla. That's the trick. Till now we're talking about Meiser. Now we're switching to Orla. And Rabbi Zira is saying contradistinction to the previous Gemara. Okay? So again, just like by an old tree which got uprooted but still remains rooted by a single root, it exempts the tree from Orla. It doesn't have to restart for the 3 years. So here, the one root in Chutzlaretz exempts you. Says Gemara, wait a minute. Mak Rebbe? Is that like Rebbe? Turning the page now. The Rebbe Omer Shroshin Chayin Zemizeh. The Rebbe is one who says roots give sustenance to each other. So, in other words, here too, the potter tree spreads its moisture throughout the entire tree because it's like Rebbe. Says Mar, no. Here it's different. Divrei Akoli. Everybody agrees that by Orla, Hocha Shorish Potter Poiter. This doesn't have to be like Rebbe who said that by a tree half an Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, the moisture goes all around. No, here everybody agrees Orla is a separate halacha, that Shorish Potter is Poiter. Hein the Tamar, now, but you should know though, there's a catch in this. A tree in Chutz La'aretz is also Chayv in Orla. It's also Chayv in Orla, it seems also Chayv in Ravai as well. Only difference is that there's a special halach in Chutz La'aretz. First of all, it's not clear if a tree in a Chutz La'aretz is chayv midaraisa because of halach Moshe Mitzrayim or midarabanan. Also, there's a nafkimina between Orla and Chutz La'aretz and Orla and Eretz Yisrael, which is really something which is very important to halach l'maisa nowadays. Sofik Orla and Chutz La'aretz, you can be mekel, even if it's daraisa. It's halach l'Moshe Mitzrayim that sofik Orla and Chutz La'aretz is lekula. Savik Orlan Artisar is the Chumra. Savik Orlan Chutzaris is the Kula. That's what we rely on nowadays when we go to a store, we buy fruit without checking if it comes from an Orla tree or not. Because it's Savik Orla is the Kula. Although you can throw in robe and other things. But the bottom line is that Savik is the Kula. If you don't know that it's for Orla, you don't have to be Machmir. Okay? So that's what the difference is, whether the Shorish comes from Chutzaris or from Artisar. Hain the Tamar, Shorish Potter, Poiter, Bishorish Yoshon. So there's more, no, it's not comparable. Where do I say Shorish Potter is Poter? Bishorish Yoshon, where I have an old root in a tree which otherwise got uprooted. Bishorish Yoshon, and there should be a vav here. Vishayishish Bitok Shalot, Tok Shachavero. Another case is that vis-a-vis Bikurim, not vis-a-vis Aralach Avorlo. Let's say I have a root in my field, and the rest of the tree grows into my friend's field. So it's part of from Bikurim. I should make it clear. I have a root in my field, and then my friend bent over my tree. It's called, took a runner, and grew it into his field. So it's exempt from Bikurim. Why? Because it's still rooted in my field. So who has to give the Bikurim from it? I have to give the Bikurim from it. No.
It's getting nourishment.
Sorry. Apologize. No. That's not Lach. No. It's exempt from Bikurim for another reason. Because Bikurim has to be Admoscha, your land. And this is not your Adama because part of the root is mine. So therefore it's not Admoscha. So the other guy is Potter. Okay?
Nobody gives you
Bikurim on it. Yeah, nobody would give Bikurim. Yeah. Okay, so in that case, where do I say Shorish Potter is Potter? Only when it's an old root in a new tree, in a tree which otherwise got uprooted or something in that case, or in a case of Bikurim. B'sheishish mitoch shelo toch shel chavero. Aval im hishish michutz laaretz, ba'aretz. But if there's a root, one root in the chutzlaretz of a tree which is otherwise in Eretz Yisrael, lo bada. In that case, they don't say shorish poter poter. Because if you'd say shorish poter is poter in this case, then what about the case in our Mishnah? For I see in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yisimir, afilu apnimi lemacho v'achitzon l'siog, even if the inner one is for food and the outer one is for fence, Hapnimi chayev achitzim poter. Rabbi Yossi said you can still divide the tree in half. Well, if you're going to say shorish poter is poter, and then shorish poter is poter, v'yiftor tzad achitzim tzad apnimi, so the whole tree should be exempt. Because the half which is lusiyog should exempt it to the half which is for food purposes. So therefore we have to say like this. We have to say that when is Shorish Poter Potter chronologically? In other words, it retains, as long as there's an old root in the tree, the tree retains its timeline. And therefore, besides for Bikurim, right? We're talking about Orla right now. By Bikurim, it's a separate issue. But by Orla, what it means is the tree retains its timeline. If it had a timeline of Ptur, and now it got uprooted to a large extent, this old root, so to speak, retains the time frame, you know, the imprinted upon it, the memory of what the tree is. But where you have a tree which is planted partially in an area of Chiyuv and partially in an area of Ptur, that's not the concept of Shorish Poter Poter. Because otherwise, Rabbi Yossi's Halacha in our Mishnah doesn't make any sense. You can't divide a tree in two. If we see you can divide a tree in two, that means that The in space, there's no concept of Shorish Poter Poter. Only in time is there a concept of Shorish Poter Poter. Okay? So that's a very good riot from our Mishnah. Let's just go a little bit further. Rabbi Zira Amar Lo Stam. Rabbi Zira said the following statement, Stam. And our old friend, haven't had him in a long time again, Rabbi Lo said it in the name of Shem Rabbi Lezer, name Rabbi Lezer. What is this? That,
I can't read my handwriting here.
That there's no riot from Rabbi Yossi. It's no riot from Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because there, Roy hu lachshov hu lachai, love hu lachai, though. The reason why there, in the case of our Mishnah, the Shorish Poter is not Poter, is because the Shorish is only, it can always revert. In other words, we learned already that if you thought originally Shem Siog, you can always change it to Shem Michael later on, right? It was originally intended for fencing, it changed to say Michael. So there, Shorish Poter is not Poter, because it's kind of an artificial Shorish Poter, because you can always change it. But if the Shorish Poter is in Chutz Loretz, you can't change Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, obviously there are ways, but in and of it, but not by Machshava alone. So therefore there, it's much more real, the Shorish Poter. So it could be that Takeh from when the Shorish Poter is in Chutz Loretz, that Takeh Poter is the whole tree. Despite the fact that when the Shorish Poter is in a part of a tree which is the Shlem Siog, it doesn't Poter the whole tree. Again, because Machshav is easy to change. The geographical reality is very difficult to change. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yochan said, Shroshim,
you know what? It's late. I don't want to keep you any longer. We'll start to pick up for Rabbi Yossi tomorrow night. It's a new thing.